Laundromats can be strange places frequented by people with very strange lives. When Karen goes to her local laundromat to clean her husband's clothes, she meets Lucy, a seemingly ordinary middle-aged woman. But the two women soon learn that their lives are connected by a very strange, secret, and saucy situation. Let's step inside, grab a chair, and witness the action in Sex, Lies, and Styrofoam by Ariana Rose.
Don't forget the cape. I must have the cape. Oh, not like I have anything else to do.
Do you mind if I... Oh,
I suppose.
Thanks.
I'm on a deadline, and the building laundry is out of order.
Again.
Sheets for your bed and breakfast?
No breakfast.
What?
No. One bed, many sheets.
Clean freak. I get it.
No,
Sorry. It's none of my business.
Ugh. How the hell do you fold a fitted sheet again? I hate wrinkles.
You have to take the ends and put them together.
I've watched that YouTube video a million times and I still can't fold a fitted sheet. You think at my age, I'm putting on a duvet cover? Makes me want to murder someone.
I know the feeling. Well, here you go, a perfectly fitted sheet.
The perfect daughter I never had. Can I adopt you?
Sure, I could use some motherly advice. Here, give me the rest.
Thank you. I'm Lucy.
Karen.
Really? That's an unfortunate name to have right now.
I thought about switching to my middle name, but it's even worse. Melania.
Karen Melania. Your parents were some kind of psychic evil geniuses.
So it would seem. Are you a writer, reporter? You mentioned a deadline.
Oh, I'm an independent contractor.
My husband is, too. That's really just code for starving artist, isn't it?
I do surprisingly well, except for folding sheets.
I'll fold the rest. Here, give me your basket.
I have some things in there that...
Handcuffs? Are you in law enforcement?
Not exactly. I'll take those. I wasn't sure whether I should throw it in the machine.
Oh, I wouldn't. Maybe a hand soak. What else you got in there?
Feathers. This should probably be hand washed too, right? Or just blow on it.
Forgive me. I've gotta ask.
No judgment?
No judgment.
I'm a sex worker. My card.
The mature madam, because experience counts. Wow, pictures and everything.
Men are very visual beings.
But you're my mom's age.
I know, I don't fit the mold. I'm not some perky 20-something.
Whoa.
You're my laundry guru. Help.
Oh, okay, machine, hand wash, hand, dry clean, Ew! Oh! Throw away! Oh!
Sorry. Don't know how that one got in there. I may not be the right person for motherly advice.
I think you're my guardian angel.
I have been described as heavenly.
So you're telling me that men really want all of this?
Oh, honey. My dance card is full. Boys work wonders. And they're fun. Better put these back in. We're getting some looks. Don't want to get banned from the laundry land.
Oh, wait.
You can let go now.
I...
Talk to me.
Oh, it feels like betraying my husband if I...
I had a husband once. He was not a kind man. And the sex was... I didn't have anything to compare it to, of course. But I knew something was missing. After he died, call me the merry widow.
Things are not very merry in my marriage. There's no props to play with, no anything to play with. I don't know why I told you that.
Comes with the territory. I should put that on my business card. Sex workers are part lover, part mommy, part psychiatrist.
That is a lot of parts.
I owe you for the sheets. The doctor is in.
Okay, well, we've been married 5 years. My husband is 10 years older than me, and at first that was so exciting, you know, an older man. But for the past few months, he hasn't touched me at all, not even a kiss.
Is he impotent?
No. I caught him looking at porn. Not exactly a Kodak moment. And how could I ever compare with those...
I can tell you with great authority, most of those positions do not conform to any known law of physics. And in heels yet.
I tried wearing a G-string like yours. He laughed and said I should stick to granny panties.
Honey, I don't know you or your porn-loving husband. But he sounds like a bit of a...
Tool? Yeah. Like tonight. His big break. Me, at his side. I need to get my nails done, get a blowout, but he insisted that I personally do his clothes. So, Here I am, Lunderland's leading lady so that he looks good. Your life seems a lot more appealing.
It's a lot of laundry either way. I'm constantly cleaning the apartment. Most men don't care if a giant dust ball hits them in the face, but I do, you know. My mother raised me to shower, new face, fix the hair, constantly shaving my legs and
all. Maintenance.
Maintenance.
But at least you're getting lots of sex.
It's not all fun and cuffs. Most of them are pound, pound, pound. And when they're paying for it, your pleasure isn't exactly high on the list. Sometimes I lie there waiting for it to be over so I can go eat a cookie or watch Bridgerton.
Bridgerton.
Anyway, the first time, that's usually the best time. How would this guy feel inside of me? What are their moves? Will I orgasm? Is it a fit? This is my year of magical peni. Something outside of me, temporarily inside of me. To complete me, except it's transactional, and that will never be transcendent.
I want that. Transcendence. I mean, what about you? There's not even one peni you think could maybe have a boyfriend attached, a companion?
Well, there is one.
Uh-huh.
The second time was better than the first. And the third time?
Well, it sounds like you're falling for this transaction.
No, I'm a professional. I couldn't be. That would be horrible. But oh my God, the fourth time?
Well, what's so special about this one? I mean, besides
this. Well, I go to him, for one. No laundry, no cleaning. Well,
that is the dream. Oh, what else?
He's my first artist.
What does he paint?
Not a painter. He creates these sculptures out of styrofoam.
Styrofoam?
The crumbly stuff, you know. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. They look like heavy marble, but they're so light. After we have sex, he shows me his latest projects and talks to me about his process. Asks me my opinion.
This is handcuff guy, whip guy, feathers guy.
One and the same.
And it's all fun and games till someone loses an eye.
What? No, it's not violent. He really likes costumes. Catwoman, Wonder Woman. He's got a cape he likes to wear. And the fifth time...
So there's a cape. Is there a wife?
He said she didn't inspire him anymore. That I was his new muse. I feel like one of Picasso's mistresses, you know?
I know. When did it start?
About 3 months ago. We meet twice, maybe three times a week. He built this secret room off his studio with this tiny twin bed. There's twinkly lights above and a red velvet comforter below. Up and down, underneath his styrofoam sky.
Giddy up, cowboy!
He created this sculpture of my vulva in hot pink.
You posed for him. Full out.
Full out.
You're a thermoplastic wet dream, a polystyrene princess. Ride 'em resin.
You know a lot about styrofoam.
Common knowledge. Does this artist have feelings for you, too?
He invited me to his art opening tonight. I really want to go, but...
His wife will be there.
Yes, that's what troubles me. She was an abstract before, but...
That's the way the styrofoam crumbles.
I'm on the cover.
Andre Carle, Shapes of the Soul. Whoa, Georgia O'Keeffe had nothing on you.
I've never been to an art opening. I've never been anyone's polystyrene.
Ooh, beware the allure of the artist. That's one bingo square you don't want to check off. Guitarists, writers, actors. Oh, I mean, sure, you're the hot pink vulva now, but they'll get tired of you and move on to something neon. Inspiration is a lightning strike. I mean, how many mistresses did Picasso have?
A few.
Look, no judgment. You sleep with men who are sometimes married men, but you don't strike me as someone who deliberately hurts other women. If you go tonight, you will hurt his wife. A betrayal far worse than whatever happens in some secret sex cave, because you're flaunting it in her face. Even if she never knows, women need to support one another, because no one else will.
I have a very smart adopted daughter. I was supposed to be helping you.
Believe me, you have. I am definitely going to talk to my husband.
Wonderful. It will make all the difference.
You know, I think it will.
Oh, I've got a client. Thank you for the sheets. Remember, toys, props, costumes.
Costumes! Costumes indeed. Hello, Andre's cave. Oh, I know you've been washed, but you're still dirty. Very, very dirty. Why don't we add a little bleach to you? What's that you say? Oh, your tag says do not bleach? Oh, well, we won't pay any attention to that now, will we? Hello, Andre's voicemail. It's your wife. I'm sure you're getting ready for tonight. I'm finishing up your laundry just like you asked. Wait till you see your cape. Oh, and Andre, I just found out the shape of your soul.
This recording of Sex, Lies, and Styrofoam by Ariana Rose was directed by Tom Apospros and featured Talia Chenault as Karen and Kathy Faulkner as Lucy. Our festival stage manager is Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Our season presenter for Theater Odyssey's 16th annual 10-minute festival is Cannes Community Health. Our executive producers are Paragon Festivals and Compose Hotel. All plays in our festival are copyright by the authors and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.